Had a number of questions come in. We want to address as many as we possibly can. Planting onion. I planted my onion seeds in potting mix. Did I mess up? I saw one of your videos. You used potting soil. Will they still come up?
So, potting mix is used in container gardening. It's fine to start your seeds in. The best quality potting soils do not contain soil or dirt because You can grow on that, but potting mix is good because it's usually a mixture of peat moss, pine bark, and organic materials. And
slow release fertilizer.
So potting mix is fine.
Let's see here. Next question is from Donna. Hello, could you recommend to me a good seed vendor online? I went to another seed company. We won't reference their website. And I found out that they were not a secure website. I'd like to order a variety of seeds, but I want a secure site. Can you help me out?
So we like MI Gardener. They are
the official
seed sponsor of the Wisconsin Vegetable Garden Radio Show. But not even because of that, they have their seeds for 99 cents a pack. They're good seeds, and they're a nice young couple, and they're looking out for all the gardeners out there.
Absolutely. Works out great. 460 plus varieties now, and they continue to restock.
So in one of our videos, we talk about using cinnamon to prevent dampening off. They said, I know the cheaper cinnamon you buy in most grocery stores is not real cinnamon. I believe, comes from Ceylon, and it's a little bit more expensive. So which one does it matter if you use the cheapo stuff, or do you have to go get pure 100% certified cinnamon?
We use the cheap stuff, and it works well. The key here is we want to apply it at the time of planting. Our seed starts in the tray, sprinkle it. That will help ward off soil gnats as well as prevent dampening off the soil fungus that will eat away at the plant stalk as they germinate because of over dampness. We only want to water when needed on these seedlings, but cheap cinnamon will work just as fine as the expensive stuff, so it makes no difference on that.
So maybe you're planning for your garden. The deer, they just decimated our garden last year. They do it every year.
This was a question.
Right. Yeah. This is what somebody's asking. They do it every year, so we decide we're going to build a fence. So what kind of fence should we build? And also, is there any plants we can also do to assist this?
Ward them off.
Ward them off. So deer can jump up to 8 feet high. That doesn't mean they're going to jump 8 feet high in your garden, but you probably would want to build at least a 6-foot fence because they're more likely to jump over a 4-foot fence than a 6-foot fence, and this will deter them. And then if you build the fence, they're not going to work as hard. You could also plant garlic around that, and then certain grasses. There's deer grasses that deer don't like.
And the other thing, Mexican sunflowers is another one that some people will plant because of the abrasiveness of the leaves that the deers do not want to or do not like eating them. So that's another thing that you can use. You can also use Bobex, spray that around the perimeter of your garden. It's an all-natural spray that will repel deer. It does work, 93% effective, only second to a physical barrier. It has a very potent smell to it, but it will also deter rabbits, chipmunks, and deer, too.
Okay, so I planted my onions 8 days ago. They haven't come up yet. Am I doing something wrong? Should I replant? What should I do?
Onions take up to 14, 21 days to germinate. So what you want to do is, one, keep the soil hydrated. Secondly, you want to be patient. Be patient with them, and then they will.
And that's the big thing, is that you might be used to certain plants coming up within a few days or within 5 days or whatever. Some plants take longer, like rosemary.
Up to 28 days.
28 days. So Joey's got his little calendar up when we plant our rosemary. And so sometimes you just have to pay attention. It'll say the germination time on the packet.
Another one about planting here. I planted peppers 2 weeks ago. Only 4 came up. Should I throw the rest out or give it more time? You want to give it more time. Peppers are another one. 21 days that it takes for some peppers to germinate. And the key with peppers is you want warm soil. So if you're in an unclimatized basement or garage, you want to have some type of heat mat underneath that. Otherwise, the seeds are not going to germinate, and they will sit and rot in the soil. Next question from Roxanne. At what temperature, nighttime temperatures, can I take the mulch off my garlic? It's been 23 for lows at night and 40s in the daytime. I'm in North Dakota. Well, it depends on how thick the mulch is on your garlic. If it's only 2 or 3 inches, the garlic's going to come up just fine. If it's really thick mulch of straw or other material, then you want to start removing it when the nighttime temperatures get above freezing, and that will help warm the soil and get that garlic stimulated, and the bulbs will start sprouting very quickly. But yeah, if you can leave the mulch on, that will greatly enhance weed suppression and water retention in your garden. But again, if it's really thick, yeah, you want to get it removed whenever the nighttime temperature is above freezing. Latona from Michigan asked, I had a lot of slugs in my traditional garden last year and can't think of anything I did differently from past years. It was the worst I've seen in 20 years. What is a good way to control or just kill them organically? Thanks for the information. With that question, let's go out to Christine. She is the farm operational manager at Standard Process, and see what she has to offer for her advice. Standard Process is your trusted whole food supplement manufacturer for over 90 years. To help identify the best supplements for you, find your local healthcare professional today. Go to standardprocess.com/patient.
Hi, this is Christine Mason. I'm the farm manager at Standard Process in Palmyra, Wisconsin. Latona from Warren, Michigan has an issue with slugs in her garden last year, and she wanted to know if there was something she could do to minimize their impact. And slugs are nasty little creatures for gardens and for plants. We are 100% organic, and so the way we solve pest issues is organically approved. I think we can tackle slugs two ways, Latona. I think that we could be proactive and put down things such as diatomaceous earth. I personally use wool pellets, and they work awesome. You sprinkle them around the plant. You could use eggshells. I also put out my old used coffee grounds, so you could be proactive that way. You can also, once you see you have an issue, use traps, such as putting out a little beer and trapping the slugs that way. So all of those are organically approved and good for your garden.
Thank you, Christine. Always appreciate your advice on topics, and especially ones like slugs that affect many gardeners.
All right, let's answer another question in regards to coffee grounds. Do you have any information on using coffee grounds as mulch around tomatoes? I was recently listening to a podcast where they were talking about how good this was for tomatoes. Well, here's the answer to your question. No, you do not want to use coffee grounds as a mulch material around any plant. Use coffee grounds when put on the surface of the soil will create a crust and prohibit moisture from getting to the soil. It's a barrier. Basically, you might as well have plastic over top of the ground. What you want to use your used coffee grounds for is to mix them in with your compost pile up to 10%. You want to use them into your garden, incorporate them. As coffee grounds contain about a 2% nitrogen, less than a 0.5% of phosphorus and potassium, but it is also very good for earthworms, for adding organic material to the soil. You want to work them in, because if you just broadcast them like fertilizer across the garden, they will, yes, eventually get into the ground, but their nutrient value will be depleted because that nitrogen will evaporate into the atmosphere. So you want to work them in. How much do you work in per square foot? We use about 1 5-gallon bucket per 20 to 25 square feet. Coffee grounds, the coffee filters, we go to the local coffee shop, bring a 5-gallon bucket. They fill it up within a day. They call us. We pick it up. And we go ahead and broadcast that in, then work it into the soil. You can spade it in, you can till it in, whatever you want to do. We work it in with a spade. And you don't have to get it very deep, just a couple of inches. And it works very, very well. You do not have to worry about the potential of the coffee grounds making your soil more acidic, because during the brewing process, the acidity in the coffee grounds has already been brewed out. So the NPK level of the coffee grounds is nearly at a 7 or neutral on the scale.
For more information, please visit thewisconsinvegetablegardener.com.